Many sports fans in St. Louis have jumped on the Blues bandwagon during this deep playoff run, but a Chesterfield resident has been cheering for the National Hockey League team since day one. The 87-year-old has held season tickets every year of the Blues' existence. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt had a chance this week to watch some of the Stanley Cup final on TV with the Blues superfan.
One of the things you notice when you first meet John Oflein is that the guy is really into the Blues and the overall sport of hockey.
Finland has a player on their team this year who is going to be a defenseman for the Blues next year. He's 6'4". And
he's talking about Blues prospect Nico Mikkola, who just helped Finland win the World Hockey Championship, far from a household name even among some of the most diehard Blues fans. Oflein has been following the organization that deeply since 1967, when he and a buddy signed up for tickets for the team's first season.
My friend and I, who went to high school together, Ray McDonald, the two of us got together originally as partners in it. About 10, 12 years later, he dropped out, so I continued with the tickets in my name.
His love for hockey actually goes back to the days before the Blues arrived in St. Louis. The former Anheuser-Busch corporate engineer went to games when the city was home to a Chicago farm team. He also liked hitting the outdoor ice with some hockey friends.
We'd go out to Forest Park in the wintertime, and he'd have the sticks and some pucks, and we'd go out there on the skates and do a little hockey playing.
That love of the sport extends to his family. His son started playing when he was 5 and still goes on the ice 30 years later. Oflein's other family members have also become big fans.
They didn't have a choice. My wife had never been involved in sports before we got married. She learned it in the first 10, 12 years. She went to almost every game.
If the Blues are on the road, you'll find him in front of the television, sticking to at least one home game tradition while taking in the national anthem.
Blues!
Then he assumes the game position, as I discovered while hanging out with him for the first period of Game 2 of this year's Stanley Cup Final. Wearing his powder blue Blues jersey, he gets comfortable in his recliner, puts his feet up to the preferred level, and watches intensely and somewhat quietly, waiting for the Blues to score.
Yeah, tied it.
Nice.
The team's decades of coming up short in the playoffs are not lost on Oflein, but he tries not to waver on having a positive outlook when it comes to the St. Louis Blues.
Every season there's some highs and lows of different sorts and that stuff, but I have never gotten discouraged on them. Like you might say, I bleed blue. I'm very, very tied to it and just enjoy it. In fact, some people think I go overboard.
He admits there will be some disappointment if the team loses to Boston in the Stanley Cup final, but he already has plans if the Blues win, and it involves finally getting a shave.
First thing I'll do is get my playoff beard cut off. If we win, I'm going to keep it until after the parades.
Which is great. Playoff beard and everything. You are the real deal. You do go all in.
Oh, I go all in. But see, this is the most beard I've been able to grow because they've been in longer this year than any other year.
Oflein will still have his playoff beard while proudly wearing his Blues jersey when the team hits the ice tomorrow at home for the first Stanley Cup final game in St. Louis in almost half a century. I'm Wayne Pratt, St. Louis Public Radio.